Candidate filing is over and the fields are set for the 2016 elections in North Carolina. For some voters north of Charlotte, one issue rises above all others, the NCDOT's plan for toll lanes on I-77. How will it affect results? WFAE's David Borax talked to voters and experts.
I-77 from Charlotte north to the Lake Norman area is badly congested at rush hour. Last year, the NCDOT contracted with a private company named Cintra to widen the road with toll lanes. But many residents hate the idea, and they're taking it out at the ballot box. In November, Huntersville voters unseated the mayor and two town commissioners, electing anti-toll candidates. And tolls are now an issue in the 2016 races for governor and state legislature. Michael Bitzer is a political science professor at Catawba College.
Anytime you give the voters an issue that angers them, that's going to turn into energy, that's going to turn into mobilization.
Toll opponents blame Governor Pat McCrory for the toll plan. It's why former state representative and toll lane opponent Robert Brawley of Mooresville is challenging the governor in the March primary. And Republican incumbents in four South Iredell and North Mecklenburg districts are also facing primary challenges. Senator Jeff Tart of Cornelius and Representative Charles Jeter of Huntersville are among the targets. At an I-77 toll summit in Cornelius last month, voter Neil Howes of Huntersville blamed them for the toll project.
That's one reason I don't plan to vote for Jeff Tart. I don't plan to vote for Charles Jeter. They should have stopped it then, and they didn't. I mean, that's just it. Our quality of life is bad.
Tart and Jeter are now strongly against tolls. They organized that summit with NCDOT officials, and they've demanded Governor McCrory cancel the project. Tart advisor Larry Shaheen says the lawmakers are trying to forge a compromise, but hitting a political wall. For now, toll lanes are mostly a Lake Norman issue. So just how much influence will the anti-toll vote have in 2016? Again, political scientist Michael Bitzer.
Certainly all the anger and energy is pointed towards Governor McCrory, but there could be down-ballot ramifications to this, and the likely targets are going to be both the state senator and the state representative for those areas.
Party primaries in North Carolina are March 15th. For 90.7 WFAE News, I'm David Borax.